There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy, and this is Positively Gam. I'm not sure if you heard, but I finally joined TikTok, and my handle on TikTok is at Gammy Norris. I don't know much about it and still trying to figure it out, so I wanted to learn from one of the experts. So let's get right into the episode. Drea Okeke, aka Drea Knows Best, is a popular Nigerian-American content creator with over 5.4 million followers on TikTok alone. She posts funny comedy videos and has worked with major brands such as Netflix, Google, and Chipotle. Today, I'm hoping she can share more about why everyone seems obsessed with TikTok, including me. Also, give advice to help us, especially me, level up our own TikToks. You know, I need help, child. Hey, Drea, how are you?
I'm doing good, Gammy. How are you doing today?
I am so good. So
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm desperate. I'm desperate for your help.
Girl, I got you.
So I saw your first TikTok was back in 2016. I didn't even know about TikTok until last year, really. Like, how did you hear about it so early on? And what did you think of it?
Of course. My friend Allie Fitz, she was on the app before TikTok was called Musical.ly. So it was just a lip syncing app. And she was telling me, okay, this app just came out. You need to get on it. You can post a lot of videos. The engagement is crazy. A lot of people are on it. And I'm like, I love posting short form videos. Like, my mind just works in like 6 seconds, 15 seconds or less. So I was like, okay, let me post. And I started posting on there, and immediately like videos started going viral. And I'm like, I started building a community. I'm like, people think I'm funny. Okay, cool. Let me keep on posting. And I just started growing an audience, and all of a sudden millions of followers started growing. And then now, you know, here we are.
Do you remember how many videos or challenges you had to do before one went viral?
I think when I was posting, I wasn't really thinking about going viral. Okay. I was just thinking about having fun with it, you know? Because if I saw one video did well, I would go back and make a part two of it. So yeah. I did a lot of like comedy skits. I have this character called Mama D, where she basically like, it's my Nigerian mom. My impersonation of a Nigerian mom, where she just like insults, because African parents are very, they can be very rude. They just insult you like, you look stupid, but I love you. So I'm just doing like one video like that went viral, and I'll make another one, part two, part three, part four. I can't remember the exact amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time when I was doing accent challenges, I'll read words with my Nigerian accent, because I kind of switched back to my Nigerian accent. And then I'll find someone from like Puerto Rico and tell them to read the same words, and we'll show how different but also similar our accents are. And those went super globally viral. So yeah.
Well, I have to tell you that, you know, the first TikTok that I did was the Chosen Challenge. Listen, I cannot tell you how long the hours that it took me to get that thing done. I was doing it by myself. I had to like set up the computer, look at the computer while I had the camera set up, trying to catch. I was like, I didn't know what I was doing, and it just took forever. I mean, people liked it, but it just took so long to do it. So sometimes it's just hard memorizing the dances, like setting up the tripod, and then it takes me just hours. You have to edit the video, like all of that. It's just a lot. It really is. So I'm hoping that you can help us out with that today. Well, first of all, let's go back a little bit, because you got your bachelor's degree in engineering. So what made you start creating content for social media in the first place?
My mind is like has ideas, and I love bringing that vision to life. So I got my bachelor's degree, then I moved to California, and I was working as an engineer full time. I started creating videos just as a stress reliever because, you know, engineering is not easy. So I just needed a way to just escape, get out of the normal. And that's how I just got started. And to really know that I could stick to it full time. First of all, I always believe that people can do things, whatever someone else is doing, you can do it if you put your mind to, right? So I've seen people in my space back then, this was in 2017, 2016. I saw people with the social media space taking off, you know, being able to host TV shows, getting roles in movies, making so much money, buying these houses. And I'm like, they don't have two heads. They're no better than me. If I put my mind to it, I got God on my side, I can do it, you know? So I realized that there's definitely potential for me to do this full time. And when I went in 2018, I went to grad school at USC and I studied entrepreneurship because my African parents told me I must get a master's degree. But I wanted to get a master's degree in something that like I can use to elevate my social media career. And that's when I had entrepreneurship classes. I started realizing that when you're pitching yourself, it's kind of the same as social media. My platform is my business, right? And I got to treat it like it's my business. And when I want to work with these brands, like you mentioned, I work with Netflix, the 7-Eleven, Google, the list goes on. I reach out to these brands and I'm like, this is Dre Knows Best as a brand. This is what you can benefit from. Here's my pitch, work with me. So in 2018, that's when I started like, okay, full time. And then took the risks and now we're here.
So what's your take on senior influencers coming into the space?
Senior influencers. You know, first of all, Cammy, I love that word. I love the senior influencers, okay? That should be your hashtag, senior influencers. I think there's space for everyone. I really, especially even directly on TikTok, that's even the space where senior influencers should start out, because you just need to find something you're interested in and post about it. Like if you think about on TikTok, there's so many different demographics. I think sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves thinking we need to make sure we do the trending dances or do the trending challenges. And if you, depending on what you like, your explore page, which is called the For You page on TikTok, will show you what you like. So for me, I love hearing stories about relationships, like how people met, how someone met their husbands, how someone met their wife. And my For You page is just videos of people telling stories. So I think senior influencers to come on and share your story about, you know, what you've experienced in life, what your hobbies are, and post about it. Because when we start overthinking how to post, that's when it becomes a challenge. But there's space for everyone.
So how would you say that for someone like me, I do have people now that can help me with that. But if I didn't have that, what are the suggestions that you would make on how to learn how to do a TikTok? You've already given us ideas about what we should try posting about, but just the process. What is that? Like, how do you do it? What is the must do when creating content for TikTok?
Okay, first of all, you need to buy a $5,000 phone. I'm just joking. No, I think it's really simple. So the first thing you should do is just play around with the app, right? Learn as you play. So open your app and literally just record yourself. Hey, y'all, this is what I'm doing for breakfast.
This is a question that I have, because I've never done it that way, because I'm afraid that it'll get posted. It'll get posted. Something that I've done will get posted, and I didn't really want it posted. You know what I mean? So it's those side by, it's like a side by side picture or something. If I record that, how do you, can you record it and save it and go back and look at it? Or I'm just so afraid that I'm going to do something and it's going to go get posted live and I'll be like, oh no.
You know, what's funny. Those videos that you don't plan too much are the videos that does better the most. I'm telling you from my experience, because when I shoot my comedy sketches, I live in Los Angeles, so I have access to like studio sets. Sometimes my friends, we rent out like an airplane set. We shoot in the airplanes. We shoot at like hospitals. Cause we love, you know, we love to go above and beyond. I'm a creative color. You know, we got to stand out. But sometimes those videos flop. It's the one where I'm saying, y'all, I just got a new wig. What you think about these bangs? Boom, 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 as the comments roll in. Cause people, the biggest thing about TikTok is it's a community, right? And that's why I think age is not really a factor, because there's so many different niches. There's people posting about like having chickens as pets. There's people posting about cooking recipes. I see you, Gammy, you're doing a lot of fashion on TikTok too. There's so, when you have that community, it's ageless, right? Because it doesn't matter if you're giving me fashion tips and you're 60 something, or if you give me fashion tips and you're 20. Regardless, it's about the message you're trying to give people. So I think once you play around with the app a little bit, you slowly start learning how to edit, how to use the timer, how to trim your video down to be shorter.
The trimming of a video is like, I just like, I'm always like trimming the wrong part. It's just really challenging. It really is.
I feel you. And you know something? There's also TikTok accounts who are strictly about teaching you how to use TikTok. There's a lot of tutorial accounts, right? Who teach you how to like, here's this trend. Here's how to do it. Trim this. They teach you step by step. So that's what I'm saying. Like TikTok is so, well, social media in general, there's so many different categories. So if you want it exact, like you can just follow an account that gives you tips for beginners and then you'll be thriving out here.
Well, I have to say though, it can be very time consuming, Drea. Very time consuming to do all that. So you have to really be in a space where I ain't got nothing to do today. So I'm going to sit on TikTok and figure it all out. And I don't know how many people have that kind of time, or because it really can turn into almost like an obsession. You know, like sometimes my husband is like, get off the phone, put the phone down. I said, but I'm trying to figure TikTok out. I'm trying to figure it out.
You get into a rabbit hole watching a bunch of content. I get hooked. Because the thing about TikTok, the For You page, it feeds you videos that you want to see. Like it knows, like I told you, like I get a lot of relationship goal videos. So whenever I get on there, I'm just like scrolling like, oh my gosh, I can't stop watching. But yeah.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So at the end of the day, can you give me like three things that you think people should know when they're getting started on TikTok?
First step one is when you get the account, just, okay, first of all, overall, don't overcomplicate it. Cause I feel like we all as humans, we tend to overcomplicate things when things are actually simpler than it actually is. Go in with intention of having fun. So when you get the app, watch a bunch of videos. Watch a bunch of videos of people within your niche. For example, if you want to do a lot of fitness videos, look at all these fitness creators and see, okay, how are they posting? What is their strategy? What is their type of content they're posting? And, you know, start saving a couple of the videos to get yourself inspiration. The thing about TikTok is a lot of people are doing the same thing. You know, when a trend happens, like you said, you did the Chosen. I saw recently you did the, you posted a video today when you like, you dropped the clothes on the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, but you did yours with a twist. And I love that. Yours was different, you know? So you're going to see a lot of trends.
Well, it did. It's not something that I created, though. Somebody else did it before me.
But you added your own gammy flavor to it.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm giving credit where credit is due, because that's not something that I created.
I feel you. I respect you for that, too, because that's the problem that's going on in the creator space. Like, people come up with trends, but don't get credit for that trend.
I want to go back to your first statement too about people make it more complicated than it really needs to be. And I think I'm kind of falling in that space too, because I see people are doing some really, really cool things. And I want to be able to do that, but I can't. I don't know how to do all of that. So I think that you're right. I probably need to step back and just go simple.
I think so too. And Gammy, I think for you, like, and this is the consultant in me, wanted to consult you on your page, just your lifestyle in general, you're over 60 and you're the way you live your life is so inspiring because you're fit, you're having fun, you love to dance, you're very free with yourself. And people want to see that. And I think the biggest thing is when you know who your target audience is, who's watching your content, you can more easily create content for them at the same time loving your content. For me, I feel like I want to see, what are some lessons you've learned, you know, in your 60 years? What are some, you know, what is in your wardrobe? Like, how do you get inspiration for your clothes? I love that you're taking notes.
I am.
Videos like, who said people over 60 can't do this trend? That for me will make me stop to watch your video, especially if you put that text on the screen. Like, who said ladies over 60 can't wear these outfits? You don't have to say that. You can just put that text on the screen. As I'm scrolling, I'll stop and see, hold up. She's over 60. She looks this good. You know, and then I'll like start watching more of your videos. So it's all about hooking them in those first 3 seconds. That's a big part about TikTok, Instagram Reels, any short form video, hooking them in those first 3 seconds. Like, it's so important because before you want them to stop scrolling and watch your videos. So I see you just being a lifestyle type of creator, just showing life over 60 can be fun. And that literally is just like showing us your life. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to, I mean, every now and then get creative. You have a team, you're lucky, you're blessed. You have a team that can help you out with videos, but don't overcomplicate it. I think I'll be more inclined to see you post a video. Y'all, here's me about to do this crunches. I bet you under 60 or under 20s can't do this. And then you do 5 crunches. You know? Like, and then you're having fun with it too. You're challenging your audience. You're bringing us into your life. And overall it's a win.
Yeah, that is good advice. So the first point was to be looking at the videos that are already on the app. So you're finding things that you like, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, look at the videos on the app, find things that you like and you would like to recreate, right? Because I think on TikTok, a lot of the videos are either trends or challenges, and there's nothing really new. People have seen it before, but what makes it new is when you add your own flavor to it. You get inspiration from other videos that are posted. And then I think the second tip will be join in on the trends, join in on the challenges, but add your own twist to it. Make it something different and make it apply to your niche. For example, if there's a challenge that has to do with, I don't know, whatever, maybe I have to think of a challenge right now. Maybe like the drop challenge that recently just came out, right? The drop challenge where people, with the Beyonce right. song, you drop down low every time the beat drops.
And I can't go that low. I thought about doing that. I can't go that low. I can't do it.
And that would be a challenge for you. That would be how you could do the drop challenge differently, right? Because you want to appeal to the over 60 squad. You'd be like, let's see if over 60-year-old can do the drop challenge.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You know? And that would want people to tune in because, oh, let's see if she's going to actually do it. And Gammy, I know you for sure you can do it. You can do it. I don't know how many times you can go down and go back up because my knees are, I'm 20 something, but my knees are already crack-a-lacking.
But my knees, well, I can get down there. I ain't getting back up. Okay. What's the third one?
Yeah. Right. I just want to make one more point about the trends because that's something like when you're doing the trends, make it apply to what your community, your niche is. So that's also as like, you can add, so I've seen people do the trend, but also add words on the screen, like three tips for this. So as they're doing the video, they have words on the screen that are giving them tips on certain things. Like if I was a dentist, I'd be like, three ways to keep your teeth white. But as I'm still dropping, those tips are popping on the screen. So people are reading, you know, they're reading and watching. They're going to save it, share it because they need those tips. And that's my third. My third tip will be try to have content. I think it's 4 E's. Either your content should be educational, right? Because people love things that adds value to them, right? Educational content is huge right now on Instagram, is huge on TikTok. Educational, or maybe is your video going to be entertaining, right? So like for me, my videos are a lot of comedy or maybe me telling, you know, experiences and is entertaining. Is your video going to be engaging / relatable? Can I relate to your video? And not I, like everyone. You're not trying to appeal to everyone. You're trying to appeal to your community, right? Who you're trying to target. Is your video going to be relatable to them? And what type of emotion are you going to give them? Like for me, I see you giving people, you know, emotion of like, ooh, I want to be aspiration. Like, I want to be like this when I get older kind of thing, you know? So when you think about those things, and I do have one more tip too, because there's a lot of tips, but since you're saying three, I'm going to get four. Make sure you have some type of call to action on your video. And call to action means, you know, either in the middle of your video or at the end of your video, telling them like and follow for more tips, either you're verbally saying it or putting that on the screen. Because people, we forget, we just watch and scroll. It's watch and scroll culture. We forget to double tap. We forget to follow. So telling them to follow for more tips or follow for more inspiration on food recipes, follow for this. Another call to action would be in the beginning of your video, like I mentioned earlier, those hooks is like, TikTok does not want you to know this. That's like an example, or like the bank does not want you to know this. And then you give your tips about finance, you know, anything that's going to make them stop. You've been doing crunches the wrong way. I'm going to stop and be like, what you mean I've been doing crunches the wrong way? Let me watch this video. What you talking about? You know, three ways to save your relationship. Ooh, I'll stop and watch that. You know, like, so a call to action a hook and call to action is going to make people stop to watch your video is so important. And another bonus tip is the reply to video feature. That's a big one for engaging your community. So let's just say someone comments something under your video. Instead of replying back to that comment with a text, you can reply back with a whole video. This is a really big tip for TikTok because I'll give you an example. For me, a year ago when I went to Nigeria, I was lazy. I was out of content ideas. And I'm like, I'm on vacation. What do y'all want to see while I'm in Nigeria? I posted that video. I was like, what do you guys want to see while I'm in Nigeria? And lots of comments rolled in. I want to see the houses y'all got in Nigeria. So I said, I want to see a mansion tour. I replied back with a video and I showed them a video of me touring showing them how Africa looks like, different mansions. Another comment said, I want to see the food y'all got in Nigeria. I reply back with video with food. So my audience, this is doing two things. One is showing my audience that I see y'all. Y'all my friends, y'all my family. I'm gonna reply back with y'all. I'm gonna engage with you. And two, it's making you do less work. It's content ideas. So
wow, that, you know what? This has been really, really helpful, Drea. Now, right now, compared to your 5.1 or what is it, 5.4? How many viewers do you have? 5.4 million viewers. I think I have 33,000. But I'm not going to beat myself up because I'm just starting out. So I'm going to take your information and see if I can get my numbers up a little bit with my TikTok.
Yeah, I think you definitely can. And the biggest thing to me, I don't look at numbers. I look at your community. So if you can make that relationship with your TikTok community like this, like you actually, they people feel like they can, they're feeling seen by you. You can post, and every time 30,000 people are going to like that post because you're engaging with your community, make them feel seen. That's what it's all about. I think with the content creating space and social media world, gone are the days when people are looking at you have so many followers. Like you can easily say, I have 5 million followers. I can say that, but it's like, are those 5 million people actually know who you are? Do they care about you? Are they engaged in your daily life? Like, what are you doing with those 5 million followers? If you drop a business, will 5 million people buy that product? Maybe yes, because I'm actually engaging with my followers. So when you post and it doesn't do well, don't delete it. Just keep it up there. Because again, sometimes on TikTok, 5 months later, one of your videos can end up on the Explore page, which is called For You page on TikTok. And then it starts racking up likes and followers and then boom. So yeah, just have fun with it, Gammy.
I think that's one of my biggest takeaways, Dre, is that I need to be worrying about, or I just need to be having fun with it. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. This was a fun conversation. I appreciate it. Before you go, though, it's time for our segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know?, where I have some rapid-fire questions I'd like to ask you. All right. What book are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading 2 books. Get Right With Money by The Budget Insta.
Yep.
So it's about financial literacy.
Yep. I have that.
You have that? Yeah. It's so good. So good. Because I think that's the biggest thing for me. Like now that I'm starting to make more money, I need to know how to make my money work for me.
Absolutely. I just got that one myself. So I totally get it. And I'm so glad to hear that you are taking your finances seriously so that your money will work for you. Financial literacy is so important. What is one positive thing that you want to get off your chest?
I feel like, man, the only thing that came to my mind is like, God is good in my life. I feel like I'm a walking testimonial of like, if you really put your mind and hard work into things, it's really possible like to achieve it. So like, I did not know that I would get so much success off this app. Cause I started off on Vine and that was another app that was like a thing. And I lost over 700,000 followers, had to start from scratch. You know, taking a leap of faith, quitting my engineering job to do social media full time. And all this could have flopped, you know, I'm not where I am supposed to be, but I'm on my way there. And I'm really just like, every day I wake up with gratitude, like, God, you're good. So
I feel you. So do you feel like that's the motto that you live by as well? That God is good?
Yeah, it is. But I have another one. I go by, if not this, then something better. And I love that a lot, especially when certain opportunities come my way and maybe I get pitched for a brand deal and I don't get picked, you know? It's like, okay, Drea, if not this, then something better. And I apply that to my whole life, my relationship. When I start talking to a guy and it doesn't work out, it's like, if not this, definitely something better.
I love that. I actually love that. This was such a fun conversation. Tell people where we can find you on social media.
You can find me on social media, Drea_knowsbest on Instagram and Drea Knows Best elsewhere. And then if you want, you can just go straight to my website. I have my TikTok course on there. It's Level Up with TikTok. If you're trying to, you know, level up literally on TikTok, because so many people are making a lot of money, growing their businesses, their brands on TikTok. And I have a whole course from A to Z on how to succeed. So that's levelup.dreaknowsbest.com.
That's awesome. I'm going to take a look at that. I've definitely learned a lot. So thank you so much, Drea, for stopping by Positively Gam and giving us all the TikTok info. At one point, we'll have to try to create a TikTok together.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. And it will be phenomenal. It will break the app because it will be so good.
All right. We'll stay in contact. Thank you so much, Drea.
For sure. You have a great one, too.
There's a lot happening these days. but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now on to Gam's Corner, where I answer fan questions that were submitted. Okay, what is your favorite thing about Baltimore? The seafood, quite frankly. I was born and raised in Baltimore, but that is one thing that, you know, I miss tremendously living out here in Los Angeles now, the hard shell crabs. I cannot get hard shell crabs here. And every time I go back to Baltimore, whether it's the best season for them or not, I'm always trying to get somebody to take me. Let's go get some crabs. What movie can you watch over and over again? Oh, God, so many. The list goes on and on because that's what I tend to do. I mean, I watch any movie starring, guess who? Jada Pinkett Smith. My favorite one is Low Down Dirty Shame. Above and beyond that is my husband. If you ask my husband, he'll say Love Jones because it's just the truth. I probably can mouth the words to every single character in the movie. I just know the movie backwards and forwards. It's like one of my favorite Love Jones. Also like The Godfather, particularly, well, actually all three of them, but Godfather Part 1 is my favorite. I get kind of obsessive with movies. I'm a movie fan and a movie lover. So any, take your pick. Okay, so that's it for today. You can submit your questions to Positively Gam at redtabletalk.com for a chance to hear me answer them on a future episode. And that wraps it up for us on Positively Gam. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris. Also, help us by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischofberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.